B-Pod Studios.
Hey. It's Hot 96.9. All right, I'm going to play you a clip of Selena Powell. She is a... Who's Selena Powell? So give us a quick description.
Okay, so Selena Powell is like... if you would ask her, she would say she's an Instagram model.
Right.
But she's the girl that has a reputation for either lying about or actually sleeping with rappers and telling all the business on social media. Like, I follow her because she's... Let's just say her life is very entertaining. So... A lot of times she will spew some sort of nonsense, but sometimes the nonsense makes you think a little bit.
Yeah.
And this is one of those examples.
This is one of those. This is her on a podcast talking about.
This is on her Instagram story.
Oh, on Instagram story.
Yes. Talk about, took it right from her Instagram story.
Talking about true love. True love. Listen closely and see if you agree. 833-973-0969.
Every man cheats. But if he loves you enough, you'll never find out. Meaning, if he knows you go through his phone, he knows you check all of his stuff, you go through his follower list, whatever. If he loves you, he would never do that. Like, he would never allow it. If he can't even delete a damn text message, like thread or anything, to stop getting caught up, he's probably waiting for you to leave. If he loves you, bitch, you'll never find out. Remember, the side bitch should know about you. You shouldn't know about this.
Oh, words of wisdom.
Right.
Words of wisdom.
She was wrong from the jump. All men cheat.
All men cheat.
That, right.
Like,
right.
I was that out after true. That.
But if they love you, Pebbles, they'll hide it. They'll hide it.
Oh.
That's really? Not because of the quality of guys that she's getting with that clearly don't take her seriously because of her reputation. It's because just all guys. All guys.
Oh, my God.
Every single... Your dad, Pebbles. He cheats, but he's hiding it from your mom.
Never.
Because Selena Powell said every man cheats.
Don't make me jump over there.
Yeah.
Every man cheats. Let's see. Brendan, go ahead.
Oh, man. I'm such a bad example for this, but she has such a toxic mentality. If you are a cheater, sir, if you are cheating, you are not in love. And if you are hiding it, you're going out of your way to show how much not in love you are.
Okay, I'm going to rebut that because I kind of have an unpopular opinion for that. I don't necessarily, because I will say there's about 75% of the people on our Facebook page that are saying the same thing. If you love someone, you don't cheat. Now, I am not an expert on this.
That's the easy
by
answer.
Any stretch. I am just, and you could talk me out of it because I'm just throwing this out there.
Okay.
I believe there are situations where you are in love with someone and you make a bad choice. I feel like there have been people that have been caught up in bad situations where maybe there's alcohol involved. Maybe you haven't had sex with your partner for numerous months and you have a moment of weakness. That doesn't...
Ooh, that's for,
I don't but think that not, that means that you are not in love with the
but
person.
But that's not what she's talking about. She's talking about ongoing. Like, the the cheating that... I mean, I still think, you know, you ain't really got love for me if you're going to put yourself in a situation like that. But... She's talking about ongoing cheating.
Right.
That you don't love someone if you're cheating.
Because, that I believe.
Right. Because what about trust? What about respect? I mean,
that's why they hide the ones that they really don't want them to catch. Because like they're like, I do. I love you enough to not show you this one.
Right. But they but you know why they do that? Because they don't want to lose the good that they have in you.
Yeah.
They're more worried about that.
That's a level of love, I guess.
You know what? Don't ever love me like that.
No, I'm looking at it from her head, which
is a scary place.
She's only going to get certain type of dudes. Let's be honest. She's only going to get certain type of dudes. So with the certain type of dudes that she gets, I guess for her, that highest level of love is when I mess around on you, I don't want you to catch me because I don't want to lose you.
Well, I don't know anything about her. So.
And I do understand it was a Brendan, I believe, that he was 100% right. It's a toxic situation. You don't want to ever be put in some sort of a toxic situation like that where it's a consistent pattern of cheating. That, you're not in love with the person 100%. I believe that. But everybody that's saying if you cheat, you don't love the person, I do think there are circumstances where if it's a one-time thing, it could happen. So it's like you're telling me that everyone that's ever cheated on anybody ever in life, they really didn't love the person that they were with?
Right,
if it's a one-time thing, you know, Absolutely. I think it's possible. Again, I'm no expert. I'm just, this is what I'm thinking in my crazy head, which I know it's nuts.
So you'd be willing to accept a drunk cheat?
No. I'm not saying I would accept it. That's different. That's a different question. But, and it's
so if somebody, you're with somebody, they cheat on you.
Yep.
And then they come to you and say, but I love you. Do you believe them?
Yes, I do.
Oh, if see,
if it's a one-time thing,
nope.
Absolutely. Listen, did we not learn anything from Miranda and Steve and Sex in the City? 100%.
No, girl. We didn't.
We did not learn anything. I do think it is possible to have a one-time moment of weakness where you can still genuinely say, I do love you, but guess what? I screwed up.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to believe you.
I see what you're
saying.
Yeah,
I mean, that's different. That's a different conversation. Do you believe the person? Do you stay with them? That's a different conversation.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just not mature enough to handle that.
Right.
I wouldn't
be either. I couldn't look at somebody if they were saying that to me.
It would be like the most rational explanation of cheating because I wasn't paying you attention or all that stuff, and I'm still like, sorry.
I get it. I get it.
I'm not Selena Powell. I'm out this bitch. If you got a good... Oh, here we go. We'll take... you know what? An anonymous person. I like those.
Every man cheats. But if he loves you enough, you'll never find out. Meaning, if he knows you go through his phone, he knows you check all of his stuff, you go through his follower list, whatever. If he loves you, he would never do that. He would never allow it. If he can't even delete a damn text message, like thread or anything to stop getting caught up, he's probably waiting for you to leave. If he loves you, bitch, you'll never find out. Remember, the side bitch should know about you. You shouldn't know about the side bitch.
She thinks she sounds so profound. She sounds crazy because you're admitting that you're the type of girl that just goes through your guy's phone all the time. I'm telling you,
it's toxic.
For her, it makes sense what she's saying because the quality of guys that she gets is dudes that don't care. The only thing that they're in love with is your vagina, but they have to constantly test other ones out to see if they love yours better or if they like the other ones better.
Real quick before we go to the phones, we got an email to the Get Up Crew email address. And so the headline was, or the subject line, did Ross love Rachel? ? Ross cheated. Maybe he was on a break, but he certainly loved Rachel.
Yeah. Anonymous, go ahead, madam. What's your story?
Hysterically. That Ross loves Rachel.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry. Let's see. My father had cheated on my mother.
Ooh.
Okay. For probably a year and a half to 2 years before she was finding out or she found out.
Was he cheating on her with one woman or with multiple women?
Yes. Yes, with one woman.
So
and the side bitch knew about my mother. And told my father to leave my mother to be with her. And my father said no because he loved my mother. She found out about them cheating, about him cheating. I guess they're still together. They worked things out. But come to be about, I don't know, a year or so later, I found out that he was still texting her. That supposedly she reached out to him. You know, he called it quits with her. And I confronted him and said, what the is going on? And he said that she reached out to him and this conversation doesn't go any further than here because I don't want to lose your mother because I love her.
Oh, so did you end up telling your mom?
No.
No. Wow. You are a loyal ass daughter. So do you believe that your dad loves your mom?
Yes. I do. I think he does, but I think at some point in time, like when you're with someone for so long that you don't fall out of love with them, but if your relationship goes in sex life goes south or goes sour and the woman doesn't want to keep putting out or vice versa, you know, they may still love you, but they're going to go looking for somewhere else.
I think people don't know what love is anymore.
Wow. Well, I mean, are they so they're still together, still, I'm going to throw this up.
Tolerating each other?
Happily married?
I don't say happily. I think, you know, if the opportunity came about, you know, they, you know, my mother would probably leave, you know, so I don't know. I can't look at my mother in the face right now.
Oh, that's terrible.
That sucks, man.
Knowing that you have that secret and you're keeping that is, that must be so tough.
Yeah. You want to talk to somebody who's currently dealing with an affair real quick?
Oh, God. Sure.
Okay. Are you the one having the affair, or is your partner having the affair?
No, I'm the victim.
Oh, you're the victim. And you're still married to him?
To her. It's a different situation.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's a lesbian relationship. So there's a lot of, I think, emotional stuff that goes with being a lesbian. And it started out a while ago, you know, working nights, stressed out, sleeping a lot, and my partner felt kind of neglected, and it started out as a friendship, an emotional thing, like just hanging out and stuff like that, and then, you know, eventually it crossed the lines, and then it snowballs, you know, it goes out of control. So, like, we've been on and off, like, working on it, and then, you know, recently I found out that it had continued for a while, so... Yeah, so I mean, it takes a lot, and I don't think that you know what you're dealing with unless you're put into the position yourself.
Yeah. Do you think that she still loves you though? Like, is in love with you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know why I say that is because I can feel it. I can see it. I can feel it, and it's not, you know, it's not just words. It's not just text messages or emails or whatever the way that they're cheating is. There's something that you know. So right now my situation is it's worth fighting for, but
yeah, make sure that other girl's out of the picture,
right? That I was gonna ask that, like, do you truly believe now
that stank ass
because hope. Once trust is gone in a relationship, I feel like it's so hard to get back. Do you feel like you can genuinely 100% trust her that she'll never do it again?
Today I can. Tomorrow I don't know.
Yeah.
So this is a current situation that we're doing marriage counseling for. Like, it's, you know, I don't know. But I do know that, you know, she's committed, I'm committed, and I'll beat this girl's ass again if I have to.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, then there it is.
There you go. Just make sure it was just that one girl, though, because otherwise I got to get my boy Soy T up in. Good call. Hey, thank you, everybody, for actually being courageous enough to call in with your stories.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.